Ramses was being groomed to be Pharaoh. As a little kid, they knew he was it, right? So he grows up knowing he's going to be Pharaoh, and he has a special training, and we'll talk about that. Now, Ramses rules. Ramses the Great. There's only one Ramses the Great. There are 11 kings named Ramses. There's only one Ramses the Great, the second. Ramses rules for 67 years. A very long time. For most of Egypt, he was the only pharaoh they ever knew. Right? For most of Egypt. And it starts out rather boldly right from the beginning. His father, Seti, took young Ramses on military expeditions when he was a kid, so that Ramses would get used to battle, get used to chariots, the army. So he is being trained as a military man right from the beginning. Now, Ramses takes five names. Every pharaoh had five names. And you could pick them. It wasn't like mama gave them to you. They were indicative of sort of the political times usually and what your aspirations were. And let me tell you about Ramses' five names. Right? Now, every pharaoh had what they called a Horus name. And that name associated the king with the falcon god Horus. Because remember, the pharaoh is Horus on earth. Remember way back to the Narmer Palette? And we had a falcon who was holding the captive through the nose by a ring? That's the pharaoh. So there's a Horus name. And Ramses' Horus name is Horus Strong Bull, Beloved of Truth. So he's Strong Bull, a powerful name. Now, the pharaoh's next name is called the Two Ladies name. Two Ladies. And this refers to very early goddesses, the cobra and the vulture. These were always protective deities. And if you look at the gold mask of Tutankhamun, on his brow is a vulture and a cobra, the sign of these two ladies. So every pharaoh wanted to associate himself with these two ladies. And Ramses' name, his two ladies' name is Protector of Egypt Who Subdues Foreign Lands. Again, clearly a statement. This guy is going to subdue foreign lands. Military, right from the beginning. Another name is called the Golden Horus name. And it's associated with a falcon of gold. Ramses' Golden Horus name, rich in years, great in victories. And it was true. Ramses was going to have many years. He would die at the age of 86. And he'd have many victories. So it was almost precognitive. Next, the last two names are the only names that a pharaoh wrote in a cartouche, in that oval encircling his name. And one of the names is his King of Upper and Lower Egypt name, where it says, King of Upper and Lower Egypt, and then his name is Strong in Right is Re. Right? So it's Strong in Right is Re. So the sun god Re is Strong in Right. Right? Get a power. And his last name, which is called his Son of Re name, is Beloved of Amun. Right? So he's Ramses, Beloved of Amun. He's looking for the god's protection. So Ramses has some pretty powerful names, and right from the beginning, he's making a declaration, I'm going to be a warrior. The name Ramses, by the way, is an interesting one. It's the sun god Ra, and after it comes Mesis, Ramesses, which means birth. So it means Ra is born, right? You get a lot of names with Mesis at the end. Thutmosis, the god Thoth is born. Iamosis, the moon god Ia is born. So Moses always means is born, and Ramses is Ra is born. So he's got powerful names right from the beginning. Now, Ramses is going to distinguish himself in two ways. First, as a military man, and next, as a builder. Right? Now, one of the things that happens for Ramses very early in his reign is he completes his father's buildings. Every pharaoh died before completing everything, and Ramses completes Seti I's temple at Abydos. Abydos was a sacred city. It was a city where it was believed that the god of the dead, Osiris, was buried. So everybody wanted to build something at Abydos. Seti built a temple, but he died before it was completed. Now, the temple's unusual. Almost every Egyptian temple is dedicated to one god. This temple is dedicated to many gods, so it has many doorways. And Ramses does a curious thing. He finishes his father's temple by bricking up most of the doorways. put stones, filling them up for one reason.